أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم القتال وهو كره لكم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. Moving on to verse 216. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum. Now previously this expression has passed where Allah said, Kutiba alaykum al-siyam. Fasting has been ordained upon you. Kutiba alaykum al-qisas. Equal retribution when it comes to murder has been ordained upon you. Ya Allah says, Kutiba alaykum al-qital. Fighting in the way of Allah and taking part in jihad has been prescribed upon you. Wahuwa kurhul lakum. Allah says, and it is difficult for you. It is something that is undesirable to you. It is difficult, it is burdensome. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Allah says, and it could be that you dislike something. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And at times, perhaps, you love something. But وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. But it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows and you know not. When we study this verse, it seems as if jihad and fighting in the way of Allah is ordained and compulsory upon everyone. Because when Allah said, Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, that fasting is prescribed upon you, every person has to fast. And here Allah uses the same expression, Kutiba alaykum al-qital, that fighting in the way of Allah and participating in jihad has been ordained upon you. So it seems like similar injunctions and similar rulings. However, the difference is that siyam, when it comes to fasting, we refer to it as fardul ayn. Fardul ayn meaning it is obligatory on every individual to fast. But when it comes to jihad and taking part in fighting in the way of Allah, that this is not fardul ayn, it is fardul kifaya. What does fardul kifaya mean? That if one group or one part in the ummah is engaged in that act, then it absolves the others of engaging in that same act. The same ruling that applies to janazah salah, for example. Janazah salah is fardu kifaya. Fardu kifaya meaning, if a group in the community performs the janazah salah, then it absolves the others of the obligation of it. But it's not like ordinary salah that is obligatory upon everyone in the community. Then Allah teaches us an amazing and a beautiful thing. Asa an takrahu shay'an. There are many things in life that you dislike, many things that are unfavorable, that go against your desires and against your plans, and it is something you dislike, something you don't, something that is undesirable to you. But Allah says, wa huwa khayrun lakum, but perhaps it is good for you. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an. And on the other hand, there's something that you really want, and you really want it to happen for you, and you really desire it. You would love that for yourself, but Allah says, وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ, but it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ, Allah knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, you do not know. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Allah moves on to a different topic in verse number 217. Once the Sahaba, a group of Sahaba were traveling, and as they were traveling, they were confronted by a group of the Quraysh, of the enemy. And a small little skirmish, a war broke out, or a fight broke out between the two groups, and the Sahaba killed one of these polytheists, one of the Quraysh. Now according to the Sahaba, they were under the impression that it was the 30th of Jamadul Ukhra. But in reality it was the 1st of Rajab. And the 1st of Rajab, Rajab is a sacred month. And we know that the law pertaining to the sacred month is that jihad and fighting is not allowed during the sacred months. So they now objected, the mushrikeen and the polytheists, that look at Muhammad and his followers. They have broken and they have went against the sanctity of Rajab, of the sacred month, and they have fought in the sacred month and they have killed one of our own kind during the sacred month. So they objected to this. But of course it was a misunderstanding on behalf of the Sahaba. They thought it was the 30th of Jamadul Ukhra, whereas in reality it was the 1st of Rajab. So they objected. And when the Sahaba realized that it was in fact the sacred month, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now seeking a verdict as to what they had done. They had committed they have went against the sanctity of the sacred month. So yas'alunak ani shahri al-haram, O Nabi of Allah, they ask you regarding the sacred month, qitalin fih, what is the ruling with regards to fighting in the sacred month? Qul qitalun fihi kabir. Inform them and tell them that fighting in the sacred month is something major. It is grave. It is not allowed. Offensive. Of course, defensive is allowed. Right? We spoke about that. Offensive, where you initiate the fighting, totally not allowed. It is something grave. But Allah says, وَصَدٌّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, but preventing people from going out in the path of Allah, وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ, and disbelieving in Allah, وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, and driving people out of al-Masjid al-Haram, وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ, and taking out the people and driving out the people of Makkah from the land of Makkah, this was committed by who? By the disbelievers. They are objecting for what the Sahaba had done, but Allah says, you prevent people from going out in the path of Allah, you disbelieve in Allah, you prevent people from going to Masjid al-Haram when the Sahaba and Rasulullah wanted to perform Umrah, and you have driven them out of Mecca. This is even greater in the sight of Allah than fighting in a sacred month. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ, and O you mushrikeen, you are guilty of fitna, you are guilty of creating disorder in the land, that is worse than even murder. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, Allah says, remember one thing, O Muslim Ummah, they will continue fighting you, حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ, whether it is in the land of Palestine, whether it is in the land of Sham, be it anywhere in the world, Allah says, لَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, they will continue fighting you and waging war against you, حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ, until they turn you away from your deen. Until they succeed in turning you away from your deen, in istata'u, if they have the ability to do so. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ, Allah warns the Muslims, and whosoever will turn apostate, who will turn away from his deen, فَيَمُتْ, and he dies in that state. وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ, while he is a disbeliever. He was a believer, they had some influence over him, they caused him to leave and turn away from his deen, Allah says, and he dies in the state of disbelief. فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, that person, those who do this, who become apostate and who are guilty of apostasy, Allah says, حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, all the a'mal that they had done while they were Muslims throughout their life, all of it goes to waste. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world also and in the akhirah as well. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, those are the people of the fire of Jahannam, whom fiha khalidun, therein they shall abide forever. May Allah grant us the understanding.